listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. The first of two winter storms is going to bring rain and snow throughout the day today. A stronger storm moves in Thanksgiving night. And by the time both storms have moved through, if you heard this program yesterday, the National Weather Service was forecasting 14 to 20 inches of snow blanketing the upper elevations of the Sierra. What a weekend that might be at ski areas. So we're going to check in with a few of them. On the phone right now is Kevin Cooper. He's Senior Communications Manager for Heavenly Mountain Resort and Kirkwood Mountain Resort. So they each have their separate microclimates. But Coop, how are you? Happy start to the winter.
Thank you very much, Beth. Yeah, it's a great start to the winter. I mean, it's been dry. Looks like this is the first big storm that we've had in 277 days. So this is a really good welcome to the winter. And definitely we're excited here on Tahoe South, up at Kirkwood Mountain, and all around the region just to see the moisture start pulling, you know, and one, for the ski resorts, but most importantly, for those that are affected down in Butte County and in Paradise, that water is going to help the firefighters from the Oregon border all the way down to Southern California. So great start, and we're feeling it up here.
What are you expecting for snowfall at each of the different areas?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, I was reading the National Weather Service this morning pretty intensely. And what's interesting is this has tapped into a deeper moisture band and it's starting to slow down. So forecast models at lake level at 6,200 feet, we're looking at probably 2 to 4 inches between Wednesday and Thursday. Now along the western crest down towards Kirkwood, that's where it's going to get a little interesting. And even down towards 395 towards Mammoth, anywhere between 8 and 24 inches. It just depends on how that storm picks up. And with the winds that will be associated with it, that orographic lift, you should be seeing significant snowfall over State Route 88, the Carson Pass and the Carson Spur towards Kirkwood and down towards Mammoth. As the system slips from the north, moving towards the south, over on the Truckee side or up on Donner Pass, Sugar Bowl, Boreal, North Star, Squaw Alpine, they're going to be seeing anywhere between 8 and 16 inches, depending on the elevation. So just a really good start. And, you know, Beth, the most important part is this is a warm storm, and that's what we need. Mm. We need that water to get into the ground. So when snow does start to fall and the temperatures start to drop, it bonds. It gives a really nice bond layer. So we don't have more like a Colorado snowpack, and we really start off with a really good Sierra snowpack.
Mm. So tell me what's open this weekend. It looks like slopes at Heavenly are open for sure.
Yeah, so all around the lake, multiple resorts are open. Mount Rose opened up early in October with man-made snow, so they were the first to get out of the gate. They've been making snow, so Mount Rose is open. Boreal is open. North Star is open. Heavenly is open. Squaw and Alpine are open as well. Kirkwood opening up towards the weekend, and Sierra Tahoe looking at the 26th to open up. It depends on how much snow that we get through this next storm for them to open up more terrain. All the resorts are on limited terrain right now where they have their snowmaking systems. The biggest snowmaking systems in the Sierras are at Alpine and Squaw Valley and at North Star and Heavenly. They have the most terrain opened up. And then the smaller resorts have other little areas opened up, but it's still just enough to kind of, I like to call it wet your beak, just get your feet underneath you again. I already have 4 days underneath my feet, so just a good way to kind of come up. By the weekend, though, more terrain should open.
Yeah, and if this storm does move through and the skies are clear and the air quality up there is good, it could be a remarkable maybe Saturday afternoon and Sunday of skiing.
Yeah, it should be, too. The air quality has been good. We did get a little bit of haze over the last few days, but the wind should be able to push that out. And then Saturday, Sunday, into Monday should be great. And then just looking at some of the forecast models out there, there is another system out there pretty much like Tuesday into Wednesday. So hopefully the storm doors open and California will start seeing that most needed precipitation. It'll help the firefighters and it'll also help us up here in Tahoe get the ski season fired up for the Christmas holiday.
All right. I have to check myself and you. We both said skiing a few times. I don't want to miss those snowboarders. we'll
yes,
add them into.
Right,
there's
right.
Such a big population now at the resorts.
Yeah, for sure. If you're sliding, it's all good. It's all about sliding and having a good time and enjoying the great outdoors.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, Coop. So glad to kick off the snow season with you today.
Well, thank you very much, Beth. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you out on the mountain.
All right. That was Kevin Cooper, Senior Communications Manager for Heavenly and Kirkwood. He mentioned that Mount Rose was the first out of the gate, and we do have Mike Pierce on the phone, Director of Marketing for Mount Rose. So happy snow season to you too, Mike.
Thanks, Beth. You too.
For some people who might not know, describe the location of Mount Rose. And again, I'm going to talk about microclimates because you could be looking at a slightly different snowfall this weekend.
Yeah, Mount Rose sits on the north shore of Lake Tahoe, essentially between Reno and Incline Village. So we start at 8,260 feet, so we have the highest base elevation, which does bode well for us, especially when we get these storms that can come in warmer. So we anticipate getting all snow during this during these systems that are coming through Saturday. So we're very optimistic that we could get anywhere up to 20 inches.
Yeah, when that forecast came through yesterday, I have to admit that I was surprised. But with your location that high, you'd get some of the most of the snowfall this weekend, wouldn't you?
It's definitely to our advantage. When it comes in warm at different points, we almost always get snow out of it. Last year was a key example. We had a huge storm in November that produced 40 inches of snow at 8,000 feet. So that meant at our base elevation, we had started with a huge snowpack. So that was very advantageous to us. So sometimes altitude is definitely your friend. But in general, just Tahoe, getting a good blanket is exactly what we want this time of year. Get us started in a big way.
You opened early. How many people have been making the trip to the slopes already? And how much is open this weekend for you?
We got open to the top yesterday, so we did provide the full ski experience starting yesterday with our Northwest Magnum 6 going up to all the way to the summit at 9,700 feet, so that gave pretty much a big 1,440 vertical feet of the true ski and snowboarding experience, which a lot of people are hunting for. So we got that open yesterday. Before that, we had a lot of beginner terrain open with some terrain park features as well. So we've had, some limited offerings, but getting open on the 19th of October, I mean, that's our goal. If we can, we will. And with our extensive snowmaking and altitude, that's always our goal, is everybody that's got that itch to get on the snow early, we're there to scratch it.
All right. I like just talking about snow. It makes me happy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Glad to have you on the program, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone up there enjoying this weekend.
You too. Thanks for the call.
That is Mike Pierce, Director of Marketing at Mount Rose. So none of us really have the meteorology credentials, but Craig Schumacher does from the National Weather Service, and he's on the phone now. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
I don't know how much of that you just heard, but snow resort leaders are quite expert at predicting the snow. I want to hear it from you. What's the storm system, I guess the 1-2 punch of it, look like now?
Yeah, the first wave we have coming in this afternoon, things should really get going over the Sierra after 1 o'clock. The snow levels are going to start off a little bit on the high side. They're going to be maybe starting off around 7,000 feet, but we'll see those gradually lowering down around 6,000 feet overnight tonight. Then they'll lower down even further, 5,500 feet, as we head into Thursday and Thursday night. And that's when we expect the heaviest snow, actually, Thursday and Thursday night. So it's kind of a double shot. We'll get, first wave of snow late this afternoon and tonight, and then a little bit heavier burst again on Thursday and Friday. And generally, areas above 6,000 feet are going to see a foot or better of snow.
So that seems a little bit scaled back from yesterday, and that maybe even the rain totals are scaled back a little bit from earlier in the week. Is that accurate?
Well, I think maybe with the first wave, they're a little bit lighter, sort of the system that we have coming in late this afternoon and tonight. But actually, there are some indications that the storm that we have been coming in Thursday and Friday might be a little bit on the wetter side than what we were earlier forecasting. The snow levels do rise a little bit Friday, late Friday and Friday night. So that is sort of maybe why the snow amounts are a little bit lighter now, as we're expecting a little bit higher snow levels as we get into Friday.
All right. And the most dangerous travel time up over the Sierra sounds like it will be Thursday night overnight.
That is right. Yes, that is correct. That's when we'll have the lowest snow levels with the heaviest precipitation.
Okay, Craig, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And thanks again to everybody over there at the NWS office. We always appreciate your help.
Oh, thank you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Craig. That is Craig Schumacher from the National Weather Service. We're going to keep going. Up next is the Run to Feed the Hungry. And you're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.